Perek Tezvov, Mishnah Aleph. The Mishnah over here picks up in Yonim that we really started in Perek Yud, Perek Yishur Rabbo. Over there, we started discussing what's the halacha of a woman in order to become Uteris Lashuk. Her husband died. It has to be proven that her husband died. Normal. Ein dover shebev epox mishnayim. The klal should be that she take two eidim to be mater Lashuk. The pashtus is that this that we rely on in Eid Echad Kimavu Hashem, or we rely on Eidim Psulim, an Isha coming. Those facts, Alachar Takonim, Mishum Iguno Akilu Barabon, and Rashi even says in Kedushin, we pointed out over there, I'm sorry, in Shabbos, Rashi says a Loshin, that Kilu Chazawa Eke the Kedushin. Other Hashem don't want to understand Mamash Chazawa Eke the Kedushin. Other Hashem understand that Be'etzim there's a Sibet Deiraisa to believe, it's a Dover, as they state in Ritva Mufurish, the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Geirushin seems to say this, that it's an edus that soifei lehisbar doesn't need to aid him, does not have the regal status of Dov Shebeer, but still there would be reason to need to aid him, and on that we say Chazal didn't insist on having to aid him, b'shumiguna akilu barabon. So we're picking up that theme over here, and hoyisha shaholchehi ubailam dinas hayom, the stomi is befoneinu, is that the woman's married, she has definitely has a cheskes eishes ish. Her having a cheskes eishes ish, that feeds into that problem of can we be mad to her, and what could we use to be mad to her? Neid echod, tzeid echod nem bisurim, so the Gemara says no. Dov shvei pokus mishnayim, or it's keneged al-kobanim, it's keneged the chazoka. So here in the Mishnah, in the next few prokim, we're going to have roiv, chazoka, eid echod, we're going to have trey, we're going to have chad, connected chad, all different variations of birure sveikos, biyachas to deciding whether the woman's husband is alive or not. She went off with her husband with dinner sayom. Nobody knows what's going on. They didn't have phones in those days. Sholom be nolim be no, for sholom be nolim. As far as we know of, the two of them are happily married. As far as we know of, the place that they went to is not under siege. It's not being bombed. So there's no reason to assume that anybody died in an unexpected way. All of a sudden, the woman comes after 15 years. They're living who knows where. Everybody said goodbye to them. She comes after 15 years, and she says, Meis Baili. She says her husband died. Tina says she's allowed to get married. Meis Baili. Another case, she says her husband died, which not she wants to get married, Lashuk. She wants to be free of her husband, but here she's a case where she's Oymedis L'Siyabim. Tisiyabim will believe her for that also. Sholem Beino Leveno U'Molchama Ba'olam. What happens if there's no reason to assume between the two of them that she wanted to run off on the marriage, but there is a Molchama Ba'olam? Should make it more likely that her husband died. Or the flip side. What happens if Ktota Beino Leveino, there's reason to suspect that she would run off on the marriage. She's not as reliable as we'd like her to be. V'sholom Ba'olam, not mitzad the situation, the place where she went, but mitzad her marriage. U'bos V'omra Meis Baili, either way, Eino Nemenes. So, based on the Gemara, there's really two different dinim going on over here. One is a chsar nemanes for one reason, one is a chsar nemanes for a totally separate reason. First, Mulchama Ba'olam. She might be trustworthy, but Helyoist is Mulchama Ba'olam, so it's shaykh for a woman to imagine. She hears that her husband was, they were living in a foreign country, and that foreign country war erupted a few years ago. She hears her husband had a job, a mission, whatever it was, in a dangerous place. He doesn't come back. She imagines that he's gone. And this, by the way, Rachman al-Tzlan was a nekuda, very much by women that were made that their husbands were taken off to the gas chambers, or for hundreds of years before that, whenever there were hashmodis. There's Mulchama Ba'olam, and he was taken off by the soldiers. He was taken towards the gas chambers. You didn't actually see him die, but you could imagine in your mind, she could imagine in her mind, that he was dead. Therefore, she's not Nemenes. Not because she's bad some Chos Nemenes, but because Bididomile will cause her, since the situation would say to her, of course he's dead, so she wouldn't think through it properly. You don't have the regular level of a chazoka isha daiko mitzvah. Normally, if a woman is going to rely on edus, The reason why we rely on Edus, even if it's not to Edim, even if it's not as trustworthy, or we rely on her herself, is Chazaka Isha Daiku Mitzvah. Over here, in this type of case, she won't be Medaiku Mitzvah because of Melchama Ba'ilam. By the way, we'll say over what the Gemara says, Kiveg brings it over here, that if she says that he died in Bimitasoi, he died, he was at home, nothing to do with the Melchama going outside, there's no reason to suspect her on that. The shayla is only, she says he died mitoch the matzah. There's a famous maisa with Reb Moshe, where a woman many years after the war had a heter from one of the gedolim of the dor before that, that her husband was taken away by the Nazis, Yimach Shemom, and Reb Moshe made her say over the story that her husband came back after many years, it was in South America or something, and he appeared after many years. And Reb Moshe cross-examined the woman until she broke. Reb Moshe said, it was impossible for me to believe that Oisei Rav, who was an Adam Gadol, wrote a het and was turned out that he was Nichshol B'Dvar Halacha. It never happened to me for sure, it didn't happen to him. Elamai, the woman made up, that's what happened. The woman was so sure that her husband died that she made up the name of this Gadol and she said that she had a het from him. So that's the din of Melchama Ba'ilam. The other din that's mavu over here, k'tota b'noi l'v'noi, the Gemara understands that's not the pshat that because they're in a fight, so subjectively, okay, maybe she had a reason why she wants to run away on the marriage. That's not what's going on. What's going on over here is that there was a bifonenu, something objective. She claimed that her husband divorced her. The Gemara says, we're talking about a case, that Tosfos Yom Tov brings it, where she said to her husband, she claimed in front of Beis Din that her husband divorced her b'fnei Pliny or Pliny, and the Eidim themselves said l'hoi dvar me'aylam. So she never got a get. Now she's claiming that her husband, who she was anyways trying to shake off, by claiming gereshtani, she's claiming that he died. There already we have something objective in front of us. We'll just add in, by the way, the Gemara goes to Shach V'Tayya, is that it's not a case where she claimed in front of her husband that her husband divorced her, because in that case, she's talking about menes. The Gemara has a memory in 3-4 places in Shas from Hamnuna that is chazoka in isho mi'izo poneo b'fnei bailo. A woman will not say in front of her husband that he divorced her, unless it was true. So in that case, we'd believe her. If it's negea, her wanting to collect the ksuba from her husband, that we'll see mitzvashem later on, the ksuba, and the ending the marriage and being mater her l'shuka to the vendinim. But the halacha is the nice that we believe her. So we're talking over here where we can't believe her because the Eidim said lahadam. But the maisa, nobody said he's not dead. This was a maisa 5 years ago. She does want to live with him. So here there's a legitimate, objective, k'tota b'nei l'veinu. So over here, we nemon that she's not saying the truth. Whereas interesting, suffix, what happens if somebody else comes? We believe in Eidachar also. And Eidachar comes and says her husband died. Now her husband was a husband that she had problems with because she was trying to get out of the marriage anyways the last few years. She claimed he divorced her. So over there also would we say that you need a certain amount of reliability on her part, the Gemara says. That together with Eidachar, you have her daiko mitzvah over here. She won't be daiko mitzvah. Gemara blives by Shiloh. If this din of k'tota b'nei l'veinu is even when Eidachar comes. Now the Mishnah continues over here. The truth of the matter is that it wasn't so pashut. This that we have a klal that neid echod connected the klal of two of the normally you need two edim and neid echod is nema to say meiz bailich, or Nisha herself is nemenis to say meiz baili is not so pashut. There's ganze machlokes tanoim. Lamaisa, that's where we come out lahalocha. Reb Yehuda over here is going to be mefakbek with the shmua that said a chazal instituted that both are nemen. What Reb Yehuda is going to be mefakbekin over here is that the woman herself is not nemenis. Reb Yehuda oimer lo ilam einu nemenis elam kein bas boicha ubegadeo kruin. When do you say a woman's nemenis? That's you can suspect her that she's not telling the truth. Maybe we don't hold of daiko mitzvah that strongly, but when she comes and she's mamish in a matzav of avelu, so there it's dvar nikorim, and they will accept what she says. They say maybe that was a case that you had a mesora on, but that's for sure not the siba hamateris. Achazu v'achazu tinase. Doesn't make a difference how she's coming. The Gemara speaks it out with a knetch, as a braisa, where the chacham said to him, Yehuda litvarecho, pikachas, somebody who knows how to put on a good spiel, knows how to play act, tinase, shoite, a woman who doesn't know how to put on a show, she's going to come straightforward, stoically into bez and say, my husband died, you're not going to believe her. That can't be the pshat. And obviously they were misakin that achazu v'achazu tinase. Now just to bring down a few more details that the Mefarshim say, you can look at the Yochin, has a few different details from Rishonim, and that is, first of all, this that we said that a woman, b'shas molchoma, is going to b'loshna gemara, say b'didomilo, she's going to imagine because what happened to him, it's not that he was killed, it's Gansa Mestabe was killed, and maybe she wasn't medayik, moiditochen, that chshash is only by a woman herself, not by Neid Echud. The other case, with takono, a Neid Echud, lavdafka, that Neid Echud, we say, is not reliable, he would say, b'didomile. So therefore, by Neid Echud, it's l'maisa, it's machlaikis, and l'chadchila, she shouldn't get married, l'maisa, im nise, is loiteitse. We consider that enough, and over there as well, there's a takono, Neid Echud, it's being nemon. There's another detail, like we said also before, we pointed out from the Gemara, Kiva Eger brings that if the woman says he died of natural causes, that it just causes a Muhammad raging outside doesn't make her less Nemon. The same would be true if the woman says he taka died by Muhammad, but the Gemara, the Lashon, the Gemara is, but Kvartiv, doesn't mean she was actually Isaac in his Kvur, it means she saw him after he died, and they made a positive identification. It's very, very negair. Somebody was in a hospital. They had to flee a war zone. They saw, they made a positive identification on the body. It wasn't just they saw him disappear into a mukhama. They're shooting, they imagine he's one of the bodies. They made a positive identification on Rachman, on a dead body. Over there as well, the you don't say b'didavi. What's for sure is that by two Eidim Ksherim, there's no chshash b'didavi. Eid Echad, like we're saying, maybe welcome to this topic. Two Eidim, there's always the guiding principle of two Eidim is always that the Torah was maimed two Eidim through thick and through thin. We don't say b'didami. In fact, the Tashbitz, Nesivis brings in Hilchas Eidus, understands that the whole chilik between Eidus, between Eid Echad and two Eidim, is that by Eid Echad, it could be that a person is not as reliable because a person could have a mistake. By two Eidim, it's not mistaber that two people have the same mistake. That is the halacha of Al Pishnei Beitim Yaakov Dov. That's in the Sivis Yeshita. L'maisit Shver, the Ketzois doesn't hold that way. And the Ketzois clearly explains why. We have a klal, it's a Mishnah Meseches Makis, that there's no difference, we'll have later on by our sources, there's no difference between two Eidim and 100 Eidim. Shtayim Kimeo. Who would you say, in terms of reliability, if the reason why two Eidim are more Neman than one is because there's more stability, reliability, that there's no mistake? Wouldn't it be Mistaber that 100 Eidim are more reliable than two Eidim? So why would we say that Shtayim Kimeh? Elamai, the din of two Eidim has nothing to do with reliability. It's a din HaTorah that the process of Bezdin depends on two Eidim, it's Gzez HaKosuv. Believe Taima and Memelo, Shtayim Kimeo, there's no difference. The Chalois Din Nemonus, the Torah said you have to believe to Eidim, Trey Kimeo. But even if you don't hold like Nasivis, that's for sure that the Din of Trey Kimeo, the Din of Apishnaim Eidim Yochum Dov is absolute. There's no more stopping that. Therefore, even if two Eidim say he disappeared and we saw him kill the Muhammad, Avada, you will believe them.